keep on him.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Here it is, Saturday night. And I've got like 10 frogs. So excuse me. It's allergies, boy. Oof.
So ever since I got put on those drugs.
You're fine now.
Nothing
see?
Happens at all.
Yes. Anyway, I welcome you all, one and all, to the show. We're going to give you some great readings tonight, maybe a giggle or two along the way, and hopefully you'll have a good time, just as I know we will. So I say hello to our blog talkers. Glad to have you with us. You're already lining up. Good. The sooner you get on the list, you know, that Jimbo is keeping, the more assurance you have of getting a reading. All right, if the list were to just expand too much, you might get left out in the cold.
And we try to be fair, but sometimes the early callers get a little more love on the time.
Well, they do.
Because we're not up against the wall yet.
And for one thing, I'm warming up.
Yeah, and we're not up against the wall.
So I also want to say hello there to our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page where we are streaming live. So please feel free to join us. And you'll be among some good people there. Watch out if any of those, what do you call them, trolls or scammers?
I call them scammers.
Yeah, if any of them pop in.
A lot of the folks call them trolls. I think that's synonymous.
Archangel Michael will take his mighty sword. Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Well, he's in here,
and
too.
And he will slash them up.
I think they talk about him in here.
I think they do.
All of them in here.
All right, I'm going to remind you of one thing. Well, two, really, that I'm using an ordinary playing card, which is how my grandmother taught the personal prophecy card reading method to me. And I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of your readings. There will be a new one for each of you, which is my most comfortable way. It's the layout that I use in all of my sessions. Now, because we have a time constraint, I'll only be laying them out one time for you. So if any of you feel an urge that you have many more questions, you can always go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and you may arrange to meet me in a video call or just, you know, however you wish for a private session. So Jimbo, take it away.
All right. Well, I want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our opening disclaimer. That's enough said about that. If you're an international caller or Facebook Live viewer, you must let us know so you can get your international shout-out live on the air. And this is primarily a call-in show, as the folks on hold can attest to. And that number is 515-602-9676. When you call in, you'll hear a nice little message that's saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And you indeed will hear the show, and that means everything's working properly. We see your number on the list. We're good. So you will not be forgotten. This is not calling the IRS checking on tax problems. We're going to be good.
Yeah.
When we do take you live, please do all these things or as many of them as you can if it's legal and safe to do so. Please, excuse me, get off the speakerphone. Disconnect the Bluetooth type devices you may be using, those cool little earpiece thingamabobbers. Yeah, don't do that. That'd be great if you wouldn't do that. Shut down all those background noises and all the projects you were doing around the house and stuff while you're killing time on hold. Perfect scenario. You're in your abode and you will just find the spot that you know is good zen.
Exactly.
Quiet, but great cell phone reception and no distractions so you don't start screwing around with something. But that's obviously the law, and your safety come first. So if you can't do those things, we'll work with you the best we can. And that's because your phone call goes through, you know, the normal cell phone tower BS, but then it goes to BlogTalk's call in site, and then it comes through our computer because we're connected. Comes out our speakers, and there is a degradation of sound quality. It varies. Some people have called us while they're driving, and it's been pretty good. Others, it's been horrid. We thought they were on a rocket ship getting blasted into outer space or something. So, like I say, if you can do all those, every tiny little sound sometimes can be magnified big time on our end. So, the best you can do, perfect scenario pretender in some kind of soundproof room, you know, that'd be great. All right, folks, especially our Facebook Live folks, but not necessarily because they're international. Anybody else that cannot call into that number, 515-602-9676, we will open up opportunities occasionally through the show for people to, and I'm going to explain this a little better because there was confusion yesterday. I should not always assume people can read my mind. When we say, I'll give the normal thing. We're going to open up the ability for you to Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee. Not the Psychic Love Doctor show. And only when we say to do so, because no way to put you on hold or automated hold thing. We'd have to hang up on you. But when I say Facebook Messenger, I don't mean send her a message. I mean do a audio or video. I should make that clear because, you know, that is, we don't do the messenger thing. We don't like type things. We work some things as we have to, but just if you're friends with Deborah, you have to be. And if you're not, be friends and let us know, and we'll accept it. When we open that door, give us the audio or video call. We don't have a preference. It's your call. Nobody's going to see the video on our end, only us, and that's your call. But only when we ask. That's all I got to say. Yeah. And when you hear that wonderful sound of harps, angels playing the harps, that means your reading with Deborah has been concluded. It's over. And we're going to give you tonight a healing angel card reading prior to moving on to the next caller. So it's a one quickie, one little card one. It's not going to be a big long thing like Deborah gives you a full-blown layout for your free reading. This is just a card for the road. So when you hear the harps, don't start firing off more questions. The ship has sailed. It's gone. And that's just the name of that too. All right, have I covered everything?
I think you got it.
There you go. Bye,
George.
Bye. All right. We're going to go to area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello to one of my favorite people. Hi there.
Yeah.
Hey. Yes, it is.
Number one as always.
Good to hear from you. Darling, what's new? Any new? Anything new?
I have a new question.
Cool.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to explain everything first. I did win my case in the small claims court with my mechanic. Unbelievably, he created such lies about me. I was very naive about this whole thing, and I was stunned. The judge did not give me full what I asked for, but she did give me more than half. So essentially, I won. Now, he's supposed to pay me by today, and I'm sure there's going to be trouble with him. I'm almost afraid to ask you, but I called the clerk's office Friday, and they said if he doesn't pay, I have to fill out forms and pay a fee to get the sheriff to go and take his money from the bank. And then she said, now, if they can't find what bank he uses, tough luck. And then I might be able to do something else, but it sounds like doesn't sound good. I know this guy is very shrewd. I'm hoping that since I won and the judge ordered this payment, that he pay. What do you see, Deborah?
Okay.
That's a good question.
Well, first of all, remember I kept saying when I gave you a reading on that case, I said I would be very surprised if you didn't win this.
Yes,
okay?
You did.
I remember that.
You did.
Yeah. And a lot of times if a question is going to be absolutely no way in hell is this going to happen, it will show that. So I really thought something good will happen.
Yeah, and a lot of times in small claims court, they want to, like, sometimes find something in the middle, even though it's not the right thing to do, just to make both sides walk away feeling not totally stung. which I think is crap.
Right.
It is what it is, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
One thing about this, though, she's doing your card. One thing, this right now is on a credit report. It's going to show up on a probably take 30 days. It's going to show up on that person's credit report. And if they don't pay it, that will be there.
You can garnish.
Well, that's what she was talking about. Yeah. But anyway, but until that's paid off, that'll show up on a credit report. So that's not a good thing for that person.
Now, if the man's coming over. What? Go ahead.
How does that happen? How does it go from the court to his credit?
They report somehow.
It
gets reported. And because we've had that experience before, taking people to small claims court. And you're supposed to tell the court when they pay the debt off, because we didn't. And then they came, somebody was trying to get a security clearance. And they said, hey, there's this judgment on this person here. And, it was on their credit report.
And she had to, remember I chased her for
so long. Yeah,
I even remember her name.
Mm-hmm.
It was me. I had to tell the people they call to do
a security clearance check, and they do a credit check and saw that there was an outstanding judgment on there.
Yep. And of course I told the truth. I said, yes, she did pay it.
Right. But still, that's just one thing that might motivate that person. Some people don't give a crap about their credit, so maybe it won't motivate that person.
If he rolls over and goes bankrupt, well, you'll kiss your judgment.
Exactly.
Hopefully he doesn't go bankrupt over one single judgment.
No, but he might be a scumbag.
One other thing that there is another thing, and it depends on where we live, there's a thing you can file for called interrogatory proceedings here.
Where they find out what
they make the person come in and they make the person produce bank statements, but it gets really involved. Hopefully you don't get to that. And here's Deborah.
Well, I think he's going to pay, but not the way that you'd want him to.
Yeah.
I think he is going to milk it.
Make little
$20 here. Yeah.
That's pretty lame.
Well, that's what he's thinking right now.
That's what he thinks he's going to do.
Yeah, he's thinking, well, I'm going to make that lady, really have to kind of beg for it.
So you see it ultimately getting paid?
I think, though, he's going to roll over as far as his decision. He's going to change his mind and just pay to get that out of his
head. Well, and like I say, I might take 30 days. I don't know how long, but that will show up on a credit report. That is a fact.
And Pat, didn't he bring a lawyer?
Oh, my God. He showed up. He brought a lawyer. He brought the mechanic that worked on my car. And the lies were unbelievable. I was stunned. They made up stories about me. It does say, it says total judgment and then the amount to be paid to the plaintiff on or before December 2nd. Total judgment. Does that mean, I don't know if that means total amount.
I would think so.
It means that whatever the judge, what that person said the amount was plus your court costs, I'm sure, added into that. They always
exactly.
are. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So whatever the judge said, the clerk will write it down or they'll note it when the judgment, you know, it's not what you sued for. It's what they said the judge, if he gave it to you for, plus the court costs. That's really fast. I've never seen one had to be paid that quick.
Oh, I know. That.
That's awesome for you.
Down here, they give them at least 30 days.
Yeah, they get at least 10 to 30 around here. That's pretty, boy, that's whew.
He is shocked that he lost that case.
Well, that dude's got money here. If he's got a lawyer, he's got money to pay the damn thing off if he's got a lawyer. You know?
Oh, the lawyer was a unbelievable ignorant man. I couldn't believe how stupid he was. He was asking questions. At one point I said, what does that have to do with anything? And the judge said, yes, what does it have to do with anything? You know, and she blocked him. But
that's awesome.
I don't want him to milk it. I'm so exhausted from all of this. You really think he's going to start?
I'm just saying what he's thinking right now is that he wants to. That would be the only kind of revenge he could get on you.
And that is very common for people that lose something like that, or they get a ticket or something. They say, you know what, I'm going to pay him in pennies.
Yeah.
And stuff. They get all that.
And that can be contempt of court.
And that is showing. This has nothing to do with her, but most of the court places don't accept coins.
No.
Yep. All right. Anyway, go ahead, Deb. Finish with her reading.
I really feel that instead of feeling exhausted, I think you should feel the like the reverse of that.
A little bit of a sigh of relief.
Like relax.
You at least have you have a legal judgment in your favor. It wasn't the whole amount, but it wasn't zero either.
Yeah, so I think, you know, be thankful for small blessings.
Yeah, because you never know how things go. When the other person brings a lawyer in small claims court, you got to hold your breath because you don't know. But it's a good thing he brought it up.
Originally, I was disappointed because I wasn't given the full amount, but then I realized I won. I actually won.
You did win. You absolutely won, and you went up against the lawyer, even if he's a lawyer
and
that hit him on a rock.
And you must have presented a beautiful case in that respect. All right, let's.
The lawyer probably detected her honesty and their lack of. The lawyer probably.
You
know,
mean the judge?
That's what I meant. The judge probably looked at them and said, "Those people are lying out of their teeth. This is just an innocent person." He probably just sat there and said, "I already know who's going to win this."
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Thank you both.
Oh,
no problem.
They know.
So it is a healing angel card tonight. It is Blue Angel is the subject. You know, that is I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this. Whenever you feel fearful, I love you. All is well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I love you guys, too. It's always so nice to connect with you.
Well, thank you. We love it, too.
We're glad that your epic saga, as long as it was, is finally over.
You know?
You got a judgment in your back pocket. It's going to go down.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
You take care.
Enjoy the rest of the weekend now, Pat.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Tuned. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. It is true. We are halfway through the weekend.
You could hear in her voice that there is relief.
There was disappointment.
Yeah.
But, you know, that there is disappointment. A lot of times those judges are like, I'm going to pick something where they both seem like they win and they both seem like they lose. They want to be like mediators instead of judges. But, you know, they're small claim judges. You can't get any lower than that on the judge scale.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. I had to pause while I took a sip of my beverage. Let's go to our next caller. Going to area code 603 in Illinois. 603,
Illinois.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome. And who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Dion. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, hon.
Welcome back.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear it.
What's new? What's cooking?
Yeah.
I published my sequel today.
Wow.
Paperback coming.
You're so productive.
Yeah, she is very definitely cranks that out.
Good for you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We'll forget us small people.
Yeah, that's right. The little people.
Maybe someday when you step out of your limo, you can throw us a signed copy of the book.
That's right. Or as you're going
I will.
When you go to the premiere of your blockbuster movie, you could say, and this is to Deborah and Jimbo and all the little people.
All the people that supported me and believed in me. The rest of you can go to hell.
You know,
no, just kidding.
Well, I do mention, like, the psychics on Blog Talk Radio. I could put you in the trilogy.
Oh.
That's right.
Is cool.
Work us in.
I would love that.
Hey, on a roll. Keep on rolling.
That's right. So,
I had to have your permission, and you just both gave me permission, so I can work you in there.
Yep, you have plenty of permission.
And we're a couple of hams. We would love it.
Yeah, we get a kick. We get a bang out of it.
So, okay.
My question is the high-profile case that I am working on still, because the person of interest has yet to be caught. He's still a fugitive at large. And I cooperated with the authorities today and gave them some information that they needed. Is the capture close? Are we close to the capture?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a follow-up,
I like that.
We were talking about this before, too.
All right, I'm going to lay out your cards now.
Cards are going down. Is that person on, like, a fugitive task force type website so you can check on that a lot?
No, I have to constantly, like, go through, like, the Department of Justice and then keep doing an inmate search. I don't know how – not on a list yet. I don't know why they're not on the list. And
yeah,
I think
that's
just because they keep jumping states.
Yeah, you think it would be on, like, the U.S. Marshals. They're the whole country. They're not, you know, like a Marshals. The Marshals have a fugitive task force because – they have jurisdiction on the entire country, not just state by state. Somebody like the U.S. Marshals, or I don't know if the kind of crime it was, if the FBI would be all over it. Things like that. Some federal people should have it on a list. But who am I?
And if it's high profile, I would think once he's apprehended, that would make the news. Yes? No? Maybe?
Some things don't. It all depends. Yeah.
It's really weird, like, what actually we do get for the news. You'd be surprised. They don't really tell us, but I will check a U.S. Marshals list. I didn't even know they had one. I'll check that. Thank you. That's good advice.
I know that they have a fugitive task force. I don't know that they populate a list for us peons. You would think they would, so people could call in tips. But
sure.
You know. Anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Oh yes, I believe that he's very close to capture, very close, and is going to be madder than a hornet when they come
down. They always are, aren't they?
Sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if the details and all that you provided, I wouldn't be surprised if you're actually part of the capture of this individual. You know, I really think there's a future in this somewhere for you. You know, capitalizing on these. He was just at large, right? And there was,
yeah.
And wasn't there a woman that was his accomplice?
Yes, and she needs to be caught too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think he's going to go down alone. I really think that, yeah, she's going to get caught too.
Sometimes they say, hi, international shout out to Laura from Canada. Sometimes, I don't know what their relationship is. Sometimes they'll stay together. Sometimes they'll part company to make it tougher.
And sometimes they'll just kill themselves when they feel that they're.
Well, it depends on the crime there, but yeah, I got you there. I'm just saying, but sometimes the fugitives don't stay together necessarily all the time.
So good for you, hon. I'm glad that you've, you know, produced this body of work that you have. I think it's awesome. And we're going to your cards in general look brilliant to me. So
it is, subject is inspiration.
Yeah.
A new idea comes to you like a gentle whisper inside your heart. Listen and take action. This is inspiration from high above.
Now look at that.
So if you get a new idea tugging at your heart for something, it's an inspiration
from above. And I bet
it's above.
Another expose or...
It could be something new that's like, wow. So yeah, definitely. And I also would check the FBI's website.
Yeah, I would too.
Because when you start crossing state boundaries and brings in the feds... Wouldn't hurt to take a look at their website.
Could they have gotten abroad? You know, could they be where you have to look at with Interpol?
They're close to that area, but the only reason why I think they haven't done that yet is because the person of interest was also attempting to take down another person associated,
okay.
A man, and... wasn't sure if they were sticking around to still try to complete that plan. But, I mean, I think that the person's resources are running dry, or they're going to be soon. I just gave the information out this morning about how to close in on the suspect. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
But, I mean, it's possible. Yes, it's possible. Because that ultimately is a supplier for this individual. Are you seeing that person might have jumped countries?
It just came to my mind. As you learn this method, a lot of you, especially any of you who have studied, say, terror or something that is more, I don't know what you'd call it, but what I'm going to describe here is the cards are only triggers. And what they do is they're triggering your intuitive mind. So that came in And I felt it would be an English-speaking country, you know.
Which would be...
And that country could be Canada.
Typically, it's the neighbor, you know, to the north if you're crossing the border, because you ain't getting a lot of that in Mexico, let me tell you.
Do we have a good extradition with Canada?
Canada, we have a good one. As long as you don't get into the death penalty, then they get a little funny.
Well, Mexico's like that, too. And they might have gone south, you know.
But the FBI and the marshals should still keep tabs on them, even if they've crossed, because they have connections in those countries. So, all right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Keep us in the loop.
Yeah. Thank you. It was great hearing about this. All right. Take care, hon. Stay warm.
Yes, indeed. I'll take another caller, and then we may go to messengers. First of all, we're going to go to 703, which is up in Northern Virginia, 703. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there, Andrea.
Andrea, how are you?
Welcome in.
We're good. We thought about you today. How did your audition?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Saturday.
Well, my audition went good. The beginning was we had a glitch because apparently I had my sound bar, you know, plugged into my computer. She couldn't hear me. Anyway, we got to the end, and it was a producer, like you said, I've never seen this one before. So you were right, because I said, I need to see someone I've never seen before. So I've never seen her, and it was great. At the end, she's like, oh, my God, I look like you were having so much fun, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, I like to, you know, hopefully, you know, picture more of a choir type thing. So I don't know, and whatever you pick up.
Okay,
that's good. There you go. Well, at least that part was good. Deb thought it was going to be maybe be a new person this time, and that's what you were hoping for.
Yes, and that gives you a whole new perspective from someone.
Yeah, when you've been doing a lot of these auditions, you want somebody new sitting there, you know, instead of the same old person, because obviously that wasn't been working out. Get a new, and they were pretty impressed, and they thought it was cool that you were enthusiastic and got into it. Which is very important, obviously.
Yeah, I got longer than the 90 seconds, which was even better because you only get 90 seconds. I got longer. So that was good. One guy before me, I think he got like 4 minutes. My son said like 4 minutes. I don't know. I know he got longer than 90. But everybody else was a singer. It was always a parent pushing a kid, you know, to audition. And I felt bad because the kids were terrible. And, you know, she's like, you know, keep on singing. So I was like, oh.
Really?
I hate that. Yeah, I hate that when, you know, parents push a kid or they kid thinks that they can sing and the parents are like, let's audition. And, you know, the kid is terrible, but, you know.
It is terrible. There's a lot of that.
I know.
It's sports.
A lot.
Encouraging them.
Where the parents, like they go over the top. It's almost like they push their arms. You know, it's one thing to encourage something that they have. And she knows what we're talking about.
But, you know, live through them.
Something when they, like, put their arm behind you, make them do it.
But I was the only one that she was really enthusiastic, you know, at the end of the audition, you know. So everybody else was like, oh, good job, you know, kind of thing. But I was, you know, seemed like to be the best out of the 13, so.
Sure. Yeah, that's what you want to advance, like they say, right? Because it's a series of advancements.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had to reshuffle. I miscounted.
It happens, because Deborah is
that's okay.
Yeah, that's like that way in the sports world too. You know what? You don't put your eye on the end game. You put your eye on the first goal. Get to the next level.
Now, let me ask, if you are in the first, what do they call them, rounds, or when they?
I don't know what they call them.
Would you have to go somewhere?
California.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. So there would be. If you advance, then you will not be doing this remotely anymore then, right?
No. The auditions, the live auditions are in California.
That'd be cool. California. Hey, Mike International.
Yeah.
No,
hi.
Mike, UK.
You know what, Andrea? I really think that this producer is going to fight for you. I see here that she really loved what you did. Okay. Is this the show? I mean, where
America's
is
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, but who's on it? Is that Simon Cowell?
No, well, that was American
Simon
Idol.
Cowell, Heidi Klum, and now it's Howie Mandel and Vera Vergara.
Oh, boy.
Well, they love diversity, you know, and that's important because sometimes when I've watched the show for seasons in the past, sometimes it's too many white people, you know, and I know that they would like to bring in more, you know, and there's even people that come from other countries that try out for this.
I know.
You're bringing such a unique wrinkle.
I thought it was America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent.
Why does somebody from another country come to America?
They do. I don't know.
I know. They do all the time.
I will go audition in Russia's Got Talent. Screw it. I'm there. I'm going.
They
go.
I'm on it. All right, Russia, stand by.
And let's see. She has a worry that one of the males, aren't there two men? There's Simon and somebody else.
Yes. Yes.
Howie
and Simon.
She thinks one of them is going to give you an
Who, the producer?
Yeah, but the other three are going to be very impressed.
Well, I mean, when you get to that level, they don't always have to like every single person that's on that stage.
No,
right?
He's
right.
Which one?
Oh,
Simon.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was doing a different show.
Yeah.
He's a crazy bastard.
Yeah.
Andrea says, yeah. Well, now when will you find out?
That's till like February, March time, like sometime in February, I think.
No, is that spring. Because they're doing like a lot more still, a lot more? Saturday was just your day? Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Right, they're doing a couple more in January, and I think a couple more. It used to be they were auditioning all the way from October to January or February, so they wouldn't announce people that were actually going to move forward to the very last audition, which is February. So that's why they wait.
Do you have a copy of it or any?
She told us where we could.
Yeah, I forgot where you said.
No.
I don't have.
Oh yeah, yeah, my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel.
And what is it again? So others can look.
It was the if you Google Share Believe ASL on YouTube, you will find me. I have a big old wig. You can't miss me.
All right.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. I keep forgetting I'm sitting at a damn computer.
Yeah, so
I act like
us there.
Sometimes, man, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andrea. I'm proud of you. It's not easy.
Thanks.
To out like that.
Believe
ASL. I got a big old silver wig on my head.
Was that her?
You mean Cher, like Sonny and Cher?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, like Cher, yes. Yeah, C-H-E-R, Cher.
All right, I'm there. I'm not going to play it right now, but we got it up so we can watch it after the show. We're there.
Okay.
Continue.
All right, we're going to watch it for sure. I'm going to screw it up.
Yeah, leave me a comment. This way I know it's you.
Well, we will definitely.
Definitely.
We shall dubiously.
Absolutely.
I will.
All right.
It'll probably show up as like
what? Brewdog?
Brewdog or some old address of club. Some weird crap, but it'll be me.
Oh,
all right, here we go.
Sorry.
Your card that I shall read. The subject of your healing angel card is courage. You have what it takes. Just do it. We, your angels, are here to support you.
Very nice.
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 Yep.
Cool.
So you won her over big time.
Yep.
Awesome.
It's a process.
It is a process.
But, you know, it's good to move in the right direction.
What we'll do is when you do call in from now on, we'll take a check on that, you know, along with whatever your question is. Yeah, so a star may have been born, you know, wouldn't that be cool?
Awesome.
It would be amazing for you. I could see you headlining in Vegas, you know.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, it happens.
You're not
we'll share.
That much, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on and letting us know. You bet.
You're welcome.
Take care, honey.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's really cool. That's one of the things I love about this method. You can go to an interview. The cards will tell you what they thought about
you. Oh, yeah,
you.
That's a very useful part.
You can know before you go. And that's why I love my app. And if any of you want it, please go to Google Play. It's free. It's called Psychic Love Doctor.
Very shocking.
And that's for Androids.
That's for Androids. You have to be an Android. Right? If you're not an Android, no. The operating system for this phone, Android operating system.
Yes, and I should have clarified that.
Right. You asked for Androids. I was like, oh, yeah, we're like Star Trek or something here. I don't know what's going on.
And if you have what is it, the iPhone?
Your Apple iPhone thing like that, it ain't going to fly. But.
All right, but.
But.
If you go on my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, you will see in the top menu that it says free reading. Click that and then save it in your phone. That's the very same program. And it used to be in Google Play. Or what happened is iPhones got their operating system got upgraded. And it.
Yeah, so you know how it is. We're talking apples, and there you go. There we go.
Did you tell her to?
Yeah, I did indeed.
Alrighty then. Hey there, Miss Laura.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing good.
We're rocking and we're rolling.
Yes. So how and how is life with for you?
It's okay. It's okay. My son's having a hell of a time, but
yeah. Well, we saw that.
I wanted to ask you, is any way you can tell me, like a color of the house I'm gonna buy, or because I've got three in mind.
Well, can you tell me what colors they are?
One is yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is green and white, and then the other one is wood, like a log.
The wood style.
Oh, I love those.
The wood finish.
And you're not you're not partial to any certain one?
Torn between all three?
Yeah.
Scammer.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I'm leaning more towards the wood one and the yellow one.
Okay, that's what she's leaning for. Real quick, international shout-out to Rangi Pigawara from New Zealand.
You do that well.
Rangi Pigawara.
I hope you did not just destroy their name.
It used to have it phonetically, but it's not there anymore.
That's
not used to have the phonetic in it, but if you know what, so if I destroy it, I'm a dumbass American, so you know.
All right, here, I'm laying them out. Let's see what we got.
Okay.
From the other side of the globe, where they are approaching summer very soon, and what, less than two weeks and some change
for them.
First day of summer for them.
Yeah.
Woo,
I feel
woo,
jealous.
Woo, 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 woo. All right. Enough of that. Good evening, howdy. Yeah, the colors are hanging up on us.
You know what these cards say?
Holy shit.
And it's funny how they can express things that I didn't even contemplate. Cards are saying, go with the one that's going to have the best, where it will appreciate for resale. And what I had in mind was the wood one.
Okay.
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 So, okay, well, there you go. No, like you said, you're going by investment-wise, right?
Well, the cards popped that up. She's just wanting to know which one of the three houses.
I don't know. That's you. Yeah, but I mean, you're looking.
I want to live there until I die, and then my son can have it, and I don't care.
Well, then it'll be worth quite a bit of money from what these cards are
for
saying.
For him.
Yes.
Yeah, but I hear you. We hear you. We understand.
Yeah, that one's on 4 acres.
Nice.
Oh, that is nice. Land is cool.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, and it's only 300.
That's not bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Not bad at all.
Wow.
I know.
A house with 4 acres of property? You ain't getting that down here, but you know how that is.
No, out here with property is outrageous.
But yeah, you know how it is, like anywhere. It depends on where you live. Right where we live, that ain't
happening. Where it is where I am. It's like 700 and up.
Yeah, you got to get out in the
I live right now.
Yeah,
wow.
You got to get out in the boondocks, which is cool.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, but you know, that's me. All right, here we go. Your healing angel card readings is positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Positive thinking is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life. A positive attitude along with a positive belief and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry, just think love.
Hey, that's good.
Right on, that's what I do.
I was about to say, she already does that.
So now, that house is part of your own vision board.
Yep.
For you. Yep, and I've seen these things happen.
When do you plan on closing on those places? Do you have a really hard date on your mind, or are you just rolling with it?
Well, I have to wait until my settlement comes.
Right.
Oh, that forever settlement.
Yeah, but I.
Yeah, and if he doesn't want to give, if he doesn't want to settle, then the court is, I believe, May 23rd. So it'll be settled then.
Well, you'd think it'd be open and shut considering, you know, the what happened.
Yeah, it's always that considering thing, though, yep.
Yeah.
I know.
Well.
All right.
We're preaching to the choir.
I'll win again.
Yeah. Yes, and I really feel your money is coming.
Excellent.
I just feel it.
All right. That would be nice if I didn't have to go to court. But
yeah.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I know it's coming by May at the latest.
Very true. So take care.
All right, you guys, take care.
Stay warm and stay well. You sound like you're over your cough.
You sound much clearer.
Good
thing that bronchitis blows.
Yes,
very
yep.
good. All right, honey. Thank
all
you
right.
for calling us.
Thank you. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Take care, guys.
Yep.
Bye.
Take care.
All right, we're jumping back on the caller since our list is going crazy. We're going to area code 520.
Yay.
Arizona 520, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. And I bet this
it's
is Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Lisa.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Oh, I love you to pieces. You know what? I had a reading with you yesterday. I
yep.
guess every day I'll be calling you for validating your reading. I had
we shall
asked
be here.
You what it would be like for me to go to an event this morning. Well,
yes.
And you saw a little disappointment. Well, guess what? It was
what?
An outdoor event, and it was raining.
Oh, no.
Mother Nature screwed
so
you
that,
over.
That's what the disappointment was all about.
Look at that. Because
I was going to ride. What I do is I like to ride my bike down there. And I thought, well, you know, I could still ride it. I won't melt. And I'm glad I didn't because it just kept raining and raining and raining. And, yeah, so that's your validation.
Look at
all the weather.
Yeah, it's funny how these cards will pick up on something that is really kind of trivial.
But you didn't really,
yeah.
you didn't know why she
But if you're planning
but, yeah.
to bike ride
well,
and all, it's
that,
not
yeah.
that trivial.
No, not when it's not just rain. It's like when that rain that never stops, like we had today.
Oh, we did have a rain.
It rained
yeah.
from when I woke up, and it didn't really let up till like 3-4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a disappointment because it was outdoors, and of course I had been there before, and I was looking forward to it, and I thought,
well,
I'm not gonna. I'll have the mindset where nothing disappoints me. But then the rain started.
Yeah, the old Mother Nature.
It was the rain.
Yep.
So you saw it in the cards. And I have a question for you, Deborah, in
okay.
the cards. What do you see? I'm hiring people. I'm planning on hiring people to help me empty out the house that I'm going to put up for sale. And they're,
mm-hmm.
they've already told me they're getting me scheduled. The company is getting me scheduled. And it's going to be 4 people that are helping me. And they're kind of a company that helps down and out people with jobs. And so do you feel that, because I keep asking them, are they honest? Are they honest? I don't want to get ripped off. How do you see that going? Do you see it as I won't have a problem in having them steal from me. I'll say that.
Are they going to be at all supervised or, you know?
Well, you know what? It's a big house. It's not big, but it's you know, big. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, all relative, you know, whatever we're used to.
Relative.
So I can't keep my eye, and there's 4 of them, and I can't keep my eye on all, every single one of them. And I imagine... And I don't know if they'll focus on one area or if they'll just fan out and start working. So
do you have a value there that maybe you should remove first?
There's nothing really almost everything has value in the way to me.
Yes,
I just don't.
Course.
Do you see kind of an honest atmosphere? Is what I'll ask you. How should I phrase the question?
That is
kind
very
of,
good.
Kind of
no.
like, I'll be
yes,
happy with the outcome.
It looks like you will be, okay, here it is again, a little bit of disappointment. And I think it's due to the fact that the cards are showing there's a guy that's going to be part of this group that doesn't want to be there. And he's going to be slow and kind of uncooperative.
No, this is I missed a part of this. These are people that are coming to do what?
Clean up for...
Oh, okay, yeah.
We're clearing out the house is what we're doing. So I can put it up for sale.
With it.
But it's pretty common that there's going to be one or two people that are not really into their work.
And these are people that are in destitute situations.
Yeah, and they just want a job. They don't like their work, but they're just trying to get a paycheck. But it doesn't mean they're dishonest, right?
No, but what
so
I
Deborah,
go ahead.
What you're seeing is overall it should be okay, though.
Yeah, I think you'll just be a little unhappy that it took them so long when they could have been more efficient, especially this guy. But if you know this going in, and let's say there's only one guy.
Somebody's got to be in charge, though.
Yeah, and you be in charge, but maybe you can inspire him and or just the whole group and say, let's make some short order out of this.
Well, somebody in that group should be in charge.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
So talk to that person and say,
hey. I have used not that same company, but I have worked in social service, and I have been around people that were giving we are giving them an opportunity to help them in earning, finding a way to earn. And this is one way to do it. I know that. I haven't used this particular company before, but I see what you're saying as far as attitude. You know, some people just don't want to be there. They're you know, have a negative attitude, which I can't blame them.
Sure,
but,
absolutely.
So, and you may be meticulous, and they just want to be sloppy about it.
I just want them to put the boxes on the truck and we get out. You know, that's all I want. I don't want precision, but I do not want them to take anything or try to go through the boxes or anything like that.
I'm not seeing anything being...
That's what she was looking for. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what she was looking for, Deb. The big picture should be on the up and up. Some people may look a little shady. She's basically saying, but they're not.
Well, yeah, they may come looking like rag pickers, but
they
seem to have
stuff.
A good heart.
They're there to move stuff. They're not going to wear tuxedos, you know.
No, right.
Deborah,
and
you said they seem to have a good heart. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I feel they're going to have
a
good
heart.
Yeah.
You know, most of them do. I've worked alongside of them for a number of years off and on because of social service work that I have done in the past. And so, you know what? I have found that the poorer a person is, the more giving they tend to be sometimes.
Oh, yes, definitely.
They appreciate the little things more than the other people.
And they will share. They've done experiments.
Yes.
I've seen it on Facebook where a guy will come up. Yeah. Have seen that?
Yep.
And the homeless person will say, sure, you can have some
of
this. You
can have half my pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And then the guy gives him like $300.
And he goes, oh, I was just, you're a good guy. Here's $100. You know, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, great. Okay. Jim stopped it now.
All right. Well,
you, Deborah. Deborah,
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
This is the Healing Angel card, and it fell on the floor while I was shuffling. It is from Archangel Uriel.
And you know what Grandma says, if it falls on the floor, it comes to the door.
It says, a great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. Now, this is from Uriel, the Archangel. This is a union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter. Heart and mind unite in harmonious balance.
I like it. I like it a lot. You are in transformation.
That is some deep stuff.
From the very first phone call when you called me about, I believe it was your daughter, ex-daughter-in-law or something like that, you were concerned about the kids.
Yeah.
You have changed a lot.
Oh, I'm
wonderful.
Glad that you see. Well, that's to hear that. I am reading your Facebook thing here, and John Bill Clinton Smith says, bloody, what does he say? Say, bloody hell, get on with it.
What did he say?
Yeah, but you gotta look at the time when that came out. But
what did
he
say? Bloody hell.
I'm busy batting.
He says, say bloody hell, get on with it.
Yeah, if you see somebody slacking a little bit.
Yes.
He's
one of our.
He's our regular from the UK.
Yes, and he is funny as hell himself.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Lisa.
We must be moving on.
And yes,
so you pick up on the best energy. I love it.
Thank you. I think it's great. I really do.
Thank you so much. And we shall talk again.
And a lot of you bring your energy, too. So it isn't just us.
Word up on that, dog.
Did you say adios?
No, I said word up on that, dog.
It sounded like you said adios.
I'm pretty sure I did not. Even if I did, that's not a bad thing. 470, Georgia, 470, welcome to the show.
Hello, and who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Shay.
Shay?
Yes.
Hi.
Well, welcome back. I believe we have talked before. She sounds familiar, but I could be wrong.
Are you new to the show, or have we spoken before?
My first time.
Welcome, then.
Shows you what I know.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Because I haven't read for you before, I will need you to be a little descriptive about your situation.
Yep, and she has been hold for a while, so she's probably got to, you kind of see how this goes, the best way to go about it, if you've been listening while you've been hold. Yep, so go hit us with your question.
So, yes, because I have to build familiarity in an intuitive sense to you and your heart. All right, so tell us a little about what's happening for you.
Well, tomorrow I am looking into purchasing a home, but I'm getting an inspection. And I wanted to know if this was the house for me. I know there's some things going on with it, but they're supposed to get it fixed. But I just wanted to know if this was the one for me. And I can give you the numbers of the home, which is 7519.
Okay.
Did you need that?
Not really, because I just go on.
But she's a first-time caller. Yes. She didn't know. Some other folks actually like numbers. A lot of the psychic folks out there that do other stuff. Different methods really love numbers. But Deb doesn't need the numbers. What kind of inspections being done?
For the home.
I mean, is this the appraisal?
This is part of the process. It's not the appraisal, but it's just, you know, to make sure that the home is okay. I do that.
Probably for the bank.
Okay, so is this the finance institution that you're working with? Is this something they've arranged?
I'm sorry. Can you say it again? My phone was breaking.
Basically, you have a financial institution that you're getting a loan through. Did they arrange this inspection?
No, but it's always recommended by the realtor.
Okay, yeah, and it is. It is. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, what I got is, yes, I believe this is the home for you. It's got great energy. It's got great vibes to it.
I'm going
to
do it again.
Just insist, if you would, that the work that you know needs to be done gets done. All right, because you may have to become like a squeaky wheel about that. All right. They need to fix what those problems are. And one thing that is very significant in your reading, Shay, you need to take extra special care of yourself, because your cards are indicating that you could reach a period coming very soon to you of being very ill. And maybe it's one of the viruses that are circulating. I just want to tell you that you will be able to withstand it getting to an extreme level if you are taking good care of yourself. So I just want to mention that in case you've been, you know, sort of running on empty, not getting a lot of sleep, not eating. Yep. Well, try to really boost your immune system. Try to watch yourself in crowd, because what I see, it's contagious. It's a contagious thing. So I'm not trying to alarm you. Just whenever my cards have indicated, Deb, you're going to be sick. I have really taken that to heart. So, and then sure enough, something comes along. But I think that if you take good care of yourself, you are going to be able to combat it, you know, combat it very well. So just a little thought for you. But I think the house is going to be like it was made for you. It looks really good. Yeah.
All right, real quick, before we say goodbye, we're going to give you a healing angel card reading, and the subject is positive thinking. Positive thinking is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life. A positive attitude along with a positive beliefs and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry, think love.
I think that's a good card.
That's a good card for all of us.
It is, really. And good luck on your house.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you. Do you see it closing with no issues?
Did you see her closing with no issues? That's a whole different ballgame.
I really didn't see any at this point, just that the work has to get done in a timely fashion, or they're going to keep changing that closing date. Remember?
Shocking.
You had the same kind of issue.
Only about 37 times. It's not over yet. But anyway, go ahead. We got to say goodbye. We have a lot of other callers.
But call us again.
Yeah, yeah, don't be a stranger. Keep calling.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And good luck to you in your endeavor.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
We shall move on. We shall move on to area 510, which is in California. 510, welcome to the show.
Hi. Glad to have you with us. And your
name?
Hey,
how are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Oh, it's Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. Yeah, we haven't heard from you in a bit.
Yes,
so how
that's
are
right.
You? You doing okay?
Everything going good?
I'm all right. You know,
okay.
I got the Akashic Records reading recently.
Yes.
Did
you like it?
I did. It was intriguing. It was.
Good.
Well, some things that I was surprised about. And, going into that, that's going to actually lead me into my question.
All right.
To our first is about health.
All right.
In
what, what perspective?
Well, allegedly, in the Akashic Records, my higher self, I guess, signing a soul contract before incarnating, whatever, that I chose a specific path to where I would be undergoing, in part, of a illness.
Hmm. Oh, gee. Okay. Was it going to be like an extreme illness, or didn't it go into details?
No, not, I think it's an extreme illness, but,
Now, are we talking a physical illness, correct?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That, when you start getting on those esoteric type
spiritual
things, sometimes it can be interpreted differently, but okay, he believes it
is. Okay. So, I want to just make sure that I'm clear on what you're asking. Are you asking if this is going to come to pass?
The illness.
Yeah.
Well, it's already been going on.
You're
I've
ill?
Had, like, I don't know what it is. No one knows. Doctors don't even know.
You've had tests?
So, yes. They don't even know.
That's
they didn't
crazy.
Find anything. Yeah.
But you aren't feeling well, or are you in pain and...
No, I mean, I'm feeling well, at least at the moment. But I just noticed some changes in the last, 10 years or so.
Okay.
Well, and you would like her to take a look and see what she sees about this? Is that the bottom line?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's a good question.
I think we can do this.
Yep.
Now, remember, We don't have any medical background.
No, negative. We are
no
not doctors,
credentials.
PAs, nothing.
Yeah.
We cannot give our legal things.
So I can only give a personal opinion.
Based on her intuitive skills, which are very sharp, because she's been doing this her entire life, basically, when you think about it.
Yeah.
All right. And he knew that, probably. We just want, it's for a lot of the people listening up, but it's not a doctor. Physical doctor, PhD. Right?
I'm amazed they can't pick up on anything.
Well, you know, it's, we think we're so advanced, but then we find out we're not in this world as far as medical stuff.
Well, and some of them, the diagnoses are so broad, you know, like chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of times I rely on, let's do some blood work and, oh, there it is. And then if it's not there, then they got to put on the think tank and like watching house.
You got to remember,
you know,
medicine is a practice. So it's
they
not
are
absolute.
They are practicing medicine. Yeah. That's what they say. You have a license to practice medicine. It's like, really? Practice? Does that mean like I'm on the practice squad on an NFL team? What does that mean? Practice. Or like Ellen Iverson said, practice? We're talking practice.
Who said that?
Oh, you have to be an NBA fan
from
the past.
Well, I'm worried that I'm going to confuse you because I'm going in an entirely different direction.
Interesting.
Yeah, and my cards have been pretty good.
We got to be honest when we see what we see in the cards. What do you see?
Well, I got to tell you, just a little preface here.
Okay.
There was a woman that I gave readings to for a very long time. And one time she came to me, she was from Boston. She came to me and was shook up like you wouldn't believe. They had done some kind of scan, and they said she had lung cancer of the end stage and told her, get your affairs in order. You do not have long to live.
And nobody wants to hear that.
And I took out my cards and I told her, I will tell you honestly what's in the cards. My cards told her to get out there and practice any kind of spiritual healing, physical healing that she could get her hands on, meditation. I mean, we just ran the whole spectrum. And I told her, I said, you just don't listen to, or it, just put that out of your mind and worry about your healing. And honestly, I've got to tell you, it was about 6 months later, she was completely cured of cancer. And I believe it came from the spiritual level.
Yeah, the mind.
Yeah.
Has so much power.
Yeah, and our bodies do have the ability to heal themselves.
They do, and they also have the ability to make people sick. Your mind can make you sick.
Okay,
right,
and,
right.
And now let me get my thoughts here in order, because this is kind of really important. I think this has become a real concern for you, Aaron. And I want to tell you that what you might think it is not. Okay, so any of your deepest, darkest fears, no, it's not that. I think it's possibly a little bit, oh my God, what do I want to say? Okay, first let me ask you, what kind of structure do you live in? Is it an apartment building? Do you live in a house?
I live in a house.
All right. Do you often have the venting system checked? Because it's coming out big and strong here saying you might want to get your what do you call that? The vents cleaned.
Your heating and cooling system, the ventilation ducts.
You mean mold?
Well,
it doesn't have to be mold. It can be certain dust. Depends on what you're sensitive to.
Kind of like Legionnaire's disease.
That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah. And it can come, remember, from dirty air conditioners.
Right. Well, a lot of that is mold that builds up because of the moisture and whatnot.
So Jim, when he was in the Navy, he used to work in an office building, and this guy was sick so much, his Navy friends thought he had AIDS, and that's going back to the 90s.
That was the mid-90s.
And it was, like, very likely, the ventilation system in that building.
But, you know, you remember me in the mid-90s. I was playing all sports. I was running 3 miles a day, so I was nowhere near the person I am now, shadowing myself. No, I was in great physical shape.
So I'm probably leaving you the open-ended sentence here because I really don't see this as what you have described.
You don't see some kind of a illness that...
It's not a disease.
An alarming thing
no.
that needs to be a really immediate concern is what you're saying, right?
No, and in fact, I really feel that in 2023, you're going to start feeling better than you ever have.
There is a new year upon us.
Try to start taking a look at just typical, ordinary things around your life, you know, and notice when you aren't feeling well.
And watch out for stress. Stress, you know, the things like that can really affect the body, which is amazing.
Big time. And look what happened to you. It could be something like that. Jim always has been drippy and sniffly and couldn't hear very well. And you went to, what was that guy, an ear, nose, and throat?
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out a few medications he gave you. And you're not experiencing those things anymore.
That's a lot better. I'll be getting tested again to see the improvement. But yeah.
Yeah. And if you are living a very stressful life, you might want to look at that too. But I'm not seeing this. And I would be very sad if it turned out I was wrong. But I really think from what your cards show me, you're going to be all right. You're going to turn a corner. Maybe you should go see a holistic. Where are you? California?
Yeah.
There should be plenty of them around there.
Yeah.
Osteopaths, and try to take that route.
And they'll probably try to give you some form of marijuana. They like that in California for healing, yes. But.
Some people have even gone to shamans and received the healing. That really put them on a whole new track. Jim is going to give you an... Aaron, do call us again. I'd like to follow this with you. And we're going to give you a card right now.
All right, Stan Lai, your subject of your healing angel card is Archangel Sandalphon. I've heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Well, there you go. There you go. I think that's wonderful. We're an angel card.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And just remember, our minds are incredible healers, you know, like Jim has mentioned. So,
You know, you got people that study the brain and stuff, and they have just hit a tip of the iceberg, what they think they know. There's so much they don't know.
That's very true.
The brain controls our body more than we know.
So you might also try Reiki. That's a really awesome energy healing.
Yep, and positive thinking should go a long way.
Well, it really can.
Sometimes it's easier said than done, though. All right, well, we're going to move on. Thank you so much.
I just want you to know it is not what you're dreading, all right? At least by my estimation and intuition, it's not what you think.
It's not catastrophic,
right?
What you see right
well,
now. All right. Well, that's important because that's what everybody worries about.
Oh, they do.
Like the big C word, because it's so common.
Well, especially if you get misdiagnosed, you know, and it does happen.
Well, you know, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
If you come rolling in and it's not something obvious, it can be hard to diagnose based on just your symptoms. It's like, I have this and this and this. And you can, like, if you had a book, you say, well, that could be like 500 different things.
Well, I'm really glad.
Based on those
I'm glad
things,
he called us.
Oh, absolutely. And I need... Clear me throat. All right. We're going to go to area code 210, state of New Jersey. 210, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. And who are we speaking to?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
Oh, it's just been kind of chaotic.
Chaotic. Holiday time.
Oh, really? Well, tell us a little bit about that, and what would you like to know?
And it's not really holiday. It's just work. It's balancing life. It's balancing family. It's balancing all the people that are always expecting you to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said it. So what would you like to have me ask the cards for you?
I want to ask the card, is it a good time to handle a conversation with my brother and my husband? I'm trying to move in my mother's house and want my family to just back off and come in agreement because I've been taking care of it.
Okay. Now, some of you kind of were...
It got a little muffled there. Could you repeat it again?
I'm sorry. I'm on a headset.
Those don't work out well for us.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying, but I'm trying to also decrease the background noise because I'm always being pulled. Someone always wants my attention.
Okay, we understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out if this will be a good time to finally have a sit-down with a brother.
Yes.
As well as my husband, because I want to move. I've been taking care of this home for some years now. I'm not living there, and I deserve it.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to see if it's a good time to try to have that conversation and move forward. And you see my husband, you know, coming along with me because I think
okay.
he's afraid of my,
no, that's a
my
great
family.
Question. Okay.
Talking about basically actual move.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you are married, you know, like if you're not on the same page, that can be a rough. So,
yeah.
And it's a good question, and that perfect place to ask is the cards. So, well question. I was going to talk to Mr. Mike Smith.
Mike Smith?
Oh, I call him Mike Smith because it says John Bill Clinton Smith, so I give him the Mike Smith name.
All right.
Yeah, Mike in the UK. He was like commenting a lot about the guy with a physical ailment and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Oh, that's right. He's got a medical background.
Oh, he's in the medical field, and he mentioned a bunch of things like that. Basically, we're like, there's very few illnesses that can be picked up with modern technology. Because,
look at that.
Yeah, because the doctors have to be thinkers and especially use their experience, right? All right. What do you got, Deb?
Okay, this is for Jackie. You know what, Jackie? You need to move.
Yeah, you kind of confused me for a moment, but go ahead. I'm sorry. When you started
okay.
talking about the guy in the UK, I want to go back to that when you're done.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sure, you no need to move. It's important for your future, like mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you. It's not just a want. It's a need. And I
yes.
feel the conversation is going to go as well as possible. Your husband's right here. He loves you dearly. Okay, there's going to be concerns about money. Are you going to want to sell the house?
I don't want to sell the house. I want to move out my apartment and move in the house. The house was part of my mother's estate. And
okay.
I've been taking care of the house out of pocket for 4 years. And my brothers already took what they took before I was able to get into, you know, just even be able to take care of the house. If I didn't do it, the house would have been gone.
Oh.
My husband is afraid.
Did you say afraid?
Yes.
Yes, like he wants me to buy my brother out. I shouldn't have to buy my brothers out, my sister out at this point. I've been paying everything out of pocket. They've already taken what they were supposed to take. It was more than one house.
Oh, I see.
Very complex.
Well, it is a very... I feel like your brother's not going to really be on board. I think you will have the support of your husband.
Hmm.
And this
That's
is going to
about.
Turn into a big money issue.
Yeah, it's always been a dollar.
That's right here, yeah.
It is a big money issue. We've been down this road before. My brother really doesn't have a leg to stand on. He's the one that sold the other properties and kept the money.
Yeah. Oh, well, then.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Not-
I think you and your brother may face a parting of the ways as brother and sister. And I've done a lot of research on this because I'm going through it in my own life. That often siblings later in life, you know, as we all get older, they become not like family anymore. And it's just kind of a
yes.
natural thing that happens.
We're there. We've been there. We've been there for several years already. I'm just ready to move.
And you will. It's right here at the very start of your reading, right here. It's going to happen. But I want you to be aware that I think your brother is going to walk away. You know, and he needs to check his, he seems to have a selfish kind of greedy nature himself.
Him and a sister. Him and another sister. And a sister. One other brother backs off because he knows he didn't put anything towards anything. He knows that I've been doing everything. But
were you,
the younger yeah. brother was in charge before, and I took over after him. I pulled everything out the red from my personal work and money.
Well, it's a step I think you have to take. And I wanted to know, were you your mother's caregiver?
My mother and I was very close. My mother wasn't sick, but I was very close with my mother. So technically we took care of each other, but she was always at my house every day.
Well, she's got her hand on your shoulder. Your mom's standing with you in solidarity over this. But like I said, you've got to do this for you, because these are two very significant illness cards here. One could indicate physical illness, and the other one seems to be more having to deal with depression and general unhappiness. And there you are.
Yeah, my husband got physically ill in June, and emotionally and mentally, I'm the one that's dealing with everything else.
Yeah, and you're going to crumble. So that's what I'm saying. You need to do something for you. Because you can't take care of anybody else if you don't take care of yourself.
That's a fact. That is the fact. You know, as much as you want to be the champion, that's, and I'm not saying her, but in general, people that want to take care of a lot of people, if you don't take care of yourself, that all goes down the tubes.
You end up so depleted, you've got nothing more.
And then you can't take care of anybody, let alone yourself. So, but anyway, what do you got, Deb?
So that's what I'm saying. And I think your angel card is going to be really significant for this.
Yes, it is. It is the healing angel card, your card before we roll on. It is called, divine intervention.
Mm.
You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yet, this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is perfect, in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
So,
or fruition.
I think where you were saying,
like fruition,
in the beginning, you said the chaos. You got to find some balance here for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to empower yourself. I think the conversation will go as well as it can. Okay, but it seems like your brother wants to have his fingers in everybody's pies.
Yeah, it sounds like he kind of has revealed his cards and his character a long time ago based on what she's saying, what type of person he is.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Not the person of the quality that he should be as a sibling.
That's right. But often people become strangers later in life.
Yeah, because you figure, well, let's think about it. Okay, when you're a sibling, let's say in the ideal Brady Bunch world, you grew up together 18 years of your life. So you spend maybe another 40 or plus years not together. So, you know, that's like a long time ago. It seems like it's not even real anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good luck to you. You should call back again and keep checking on that.
We're on almost every night.
Yes, indeed we are.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome to call literally every show.
The more I give readings to you, the more clarity we start to get.
We just only take one call per show. That's all.
Okay.
I think we're going to take one more for the road, right,
Deb? I think
Deb?
We will, because I do have
We got to go. We're going to area code 252, our neighbor to the south, North Carolina. 252, welcome to the show. You're taking us to the finish line.
Hi there. Hey. And
I got the last. I'm the last one again.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, last but not least.
Yes. So, what's cooking? What you got going on in your life?
Well, I kind of wanted to see my finances I've been like going up and down. So.
God, the world we live in.
Oh, well, boy, everybody.
Plus the housing situation I'm in has brought me into bronchitis. So I think that's what's leaning on my finances, is that issue. So.
Goodness, huh? Bronchitis, right?
Bronchitis. Severe? Is where it's
treatable. It's treatable. Yeah.
It's treatable, but it takes you down. It keeps you from being productive.
It does.
It does, depending on the severity of it. Even mild bronchitis, sometimes you just got to, like, I did a regular task that I'm used to doing, but now I got to rest.
Yeah.
Normally you didn't have
to. Sure. So, to be clear, you would like me to look at, will your finances get better? And
yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, the cards are going down. Yeah, the finances, notice the last, like, 12 months, probably less. Those are, like, three big topics we've seen an increase in on our shows, and we haven't, but in the past, we've started seeing a big ones like that.
A lot of people are struggling.
Well, the world economy, not just ours, is in pretty much an unstable, well, I imagine that world economy is unstable, but it seems to be more unstable than normal, you know. And especially the European, American, and the Asian economies, they do have a big influence on the market that affects everybody. It's like a wave. Something happens in one of those, and it affects the whole world, especially the oil futures. I hate that crap. But, you know, every time something happens, like, oh, oil prices are going up because somebody sneezed in this country. That's such a crap. But anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Well, one thing is, and this has been a big topic on the show tonight, it will help so much once you feel better and good enough to focus more on positive thinking.
Hard to do when you feel like crap.
And it's front and center here that, yes, you're going to be able to not only catch up, but get ahead. And I say this will be in, I think, about by March of the new year. We're all kind of riding on fumes right now, many of us. We're not talking about rich people right now.
No, obviously, they don't know what fumes are.
They
don't know, but
the rest of us know. And I think that it's going to get very good for you. Like I said, I see that you're not only going to ride this period out, but you're going to come out on top. And having that positive thinking where, you know, even as things are so bad, we got to keep that hope in us alive.
Yeah, one of the hardest things to do, though, but
well, it's because it's so easy to slide into hopelessness.
Well, because there's so much despair around it, it's easy to attach to that. We should not.
And one thing we all can do is look at our personal situations and do our best to feel gratitude for however little bits of it that we have.
I know, and it sucks. And sometimes when I've felt really bad, I've had to, like, turn on shows about people that are worse off, and that's a bad thing to do, but it makes me at least feel better about my situation.
Oh, yeah, my ultimate movie was Alive.
Well,
about the soccer, what were they, soccer
team? It was a rugby team.
Rugby team.
But anyway, or I would watch, like, Hoarders or My Strange, or People with Addictions. What was that show? Intervention.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible that I have to do that to snap myself out of being, like, a pity person, but yeah.
But if we're all not living under a bridge or in a cardboard box,
look at it.
You know, we got some food to eat.
Yep.
We're warm.
Yeah. And if we're struggling and we can, I can pay this bill, this payday, this bill, that payday.
Yeah.
If you can juggle the bills and not have anything shut off, you're doing good.
They say the worst thing to do is run from them. Call them up. Tell them your situation.
Most of them, a lot of them will work with you.
They will.
They will work with you because they don't want to get – when they have to sell your shit off to collection, they lose a lot of money.
They do.
They lose at least half.
Yeah.
So they would rather work with you and get their money and get some interest.
And I see we have one designation in the layout that I love. It's called Sure to Come True. And for you, Jackie, I see you are on – you're not seeing like it. So you're on your way.
What did you call her?
Jessica. I'm sorry.
That was somebody earlier. Yeah. We have so many callers tonight. She got them discombobulated.
And also, I got to tell you.
We did have a Jackie.
All my life, I've had trouble with names where I would even introduce like a boyfriend to my mother and say, I'd like you to meet John. And he'd go, my name's not John.
He's like, oh,
yeah,
there you go. Probably not the guy you're going to marry.
It just looked like a John. So I'm really sorry to call you
Jack. Not the John like
it's okay. You. It's okay. I'm used to being called different names. Usually most people think I'm Jennifer. Or because
because it's Jessica is very similar to Jennifer, so they swap
the
names
syllable.
Usually.
It rolls out the tongue the same. It does. Yep.
Well, thank you for understanding, but I got one designation here that says you have a future coming up in this new year that it's going to be really, this would really make me feel good if these were my cards. Also, I see the opportunity for a really great job coming to you. So you've got opportunities ahead. You know, you've got
I'm thinking, I'm also thinking of moving where I'm at.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Yeah.
But I got the finances got to come first before I can do that.
Yes. Yeah. You got to have part A taken care of before you move on to part B.
Well, that is true. But if you keep your ducks all in a row.
Yep.
And as part of your, say, vision board is moving, then you're working toward a goal.
Yeah. You put your goal and you put all the little hurdles and intermediate goals and you got to attack those goals one at a time. And that one of them are finances, like she said. Yep. He's well organized. You don't just move without getting the other stuff done.
And you also watch if you start sliding down that track of, oh my God, this is all too much. I can't do all of this. It happens. But you got to snap yourself out of it.
You do. And a lot of times you'll have one of those nights where it's like all of a sudden all this stuff weighs upon you. And you got to say, you know what? 24 hours isn't going to matter. I'm going to just push that all on my brain and just think about nothing of that crap for 24 hours and I'll deal with it when I wake up.
I wake up at 3 in the morning almost every night and start worrying.
And you need to shut that down.
And I do. Right away I start pushing my mind in a direction like I wore a prom dress to court. I think up these really ridiculous scenarios.
And you just got to tell yourself, no matter what, I can wait 12 hours to actually deal with it.
I'm directing traffic naked, thinking up really ridiculous
things. I would like to see that. But anyway.
Probably the reasons why I'm thinking of moving and stuff, because, when I moved in here, 1 year, I came down with the bronchitis. Usually, I'm sitting there saying to myself, this is the second time I've came down with it, but this time I came down with a cough. So what my doctor decided to do was give me something for the cough, try to see if we can at least reduce the coughing, and in and out, because he knew exactly what was doing. It was making me miserable. I got my management lady to turn that thing off outside, because I think that's part of it's a leak. There's a leak in that system.
Yep.
And she didn't believe me. She doesn't believe me, but until she gets someone to actually check it out, which is what I've been trying to get her to do. Come on, get someone to check it out. I mean, I don't want to move from you. I can't move. I can't afford to move right now.
No, but she's tired. Those things, because that can be really bad for her respiratory system. She's got to take care of those things.
Not just for you, future people that would live there, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't take care of that anytime soon, I'm thinking of calling the higher up.
Yep.
Because I've been waiting. I don't feel like nothing is going forward. Everything is falling backwards back to me that I have to win.
Yeah, great place.
There's
to
a lot
start.
Of places to call. You could call the Department of Health. There's a lot of options to do.
I called the Department of Health, but the problem is I'm in the city limits, so I need to talk to someone in the city of my county. That's what that does. That I already did that. I had a discussion with the Health Department already, and they said due to that's not in our jurisdiction, since you're in the city limits, it has to go through your town city.
And we see that. Well, go ahead.
Yeah.
Move forward.
Yeah, that's one thing. What do we live in this country? All the different states and counties have different rules.
See, I was trying to give her the benefit of doubt, to get that straight.
Give her the opportunity.
But, yep. Yeah, I was trying to give her the opportunity, but I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And you're sitting there saying to me, telling me one day, another day, another thing. It's like,
Well, it's ever going to go. Your breathing.
Well, yeah, and if you're a person that has other secondary issues, that can actually kill you.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, all right. We've got your angel card for you.
I agree with that.
Your healing angel card is sacred knowledge. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Feel the peace within. Beyond your thoughts lies your eternal truth. That I am presence of eternal love.
Oh, I am.
You yourself, I am presence of eternal love.
So I think you're...
Never had that one before.
I think it would be wonderful, Jessica, for you to call us.
Yeah, first time I pulled that for anybody.
And get more readings.
That's why I had a hard time reading that. Never saw that card before. I like it, though.
All right, hon. We do have...
Maybe I'm special, Jim. Maybe I'm special. Oh, that's why I get a special card. You know what I do for the living, so...
Yep, you do what we do. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah, we are very similar.
Yep,
well,
we do. She does the voodoo that we do.
Okay. Well, that's
why I do it more of an angel. I'm more an angel and the spiritual stuff than...
Right.
But
so
she
we're
does
all on the same page.
Yeah, same page, on the same page. We basically kind of
understand each other. Same book, different
so,
pages, right? Yes. All right.
Well,
thank
take
you so
care,
much.
Hon. Call us again.
You held a long time, and thank you so much for that.
All right, well, we are going to pick our...
This show is over, say goodbye.
Love ya. Bye-bye.